So, Nanny Prescott, what brings you to Elysian Fields?
Well, Greg Jefferson, honey child, I heard the town calling me.
The town calling you?
Yeah, literally. It was like the best signal, child. I was out there doing my Nanny Prescott, Nanny Prescott, how does your garden grow? And then as I was doing it, I saw this big sign of an MP just straight up there. Not MP, because I ain't got time for those people, but NP, and I knew they were calling for me, honey. So I was like, I gotta be there. I go, Daddy Riders, don't care how you get, I just gotta get there. So here I am, Chad, and you're joining in for the ride.
But Nanny Prescott, who exactly called you?
Well, that would be us.
Oh, Anna Hewitt, Brad Hewitt, you're still living down here?
Aren't we?
Oh, it's so good to see you, Chad. This is Greg Jefferson, honey.
Oh, I remember from that sitcom. Yeah, that's what I'm for.
Yeah, he's supposed to be funny, but don't worry if you ain't laughing your head off. He is like the most funniest person ever.
Nanny Puss, I think I'm quite, you know, good with the quips and all. I mean, remember I kept on going around to Daisy's house when we were watching that, you know, the Saboteur, and I thought I was hitting it round the park with all my quips.
Well, honey, I wouldn't know because I wasn't near her, but we'll take it for it that you're really funny. But it's always a curse when you're a comedian, child, because you're gonna try and bring down the house, like, every time you see it. And it's like, if you're not rolling on the river with laughter, honey, then, like, you don't think you're a comedy.
Well, sitcom is different from comedy.
That is true, love, that is true. Now, Brad and Anna, what's going on, child?
Well, Elysian Fields has seen better days. It is in a mess.
Honey, I think the whole world's in a mess at the moment, honey. Can you tell me something new?
Well, how about a dog mayor?
Well, I don't think Mayor Lindstrom's that bad, honey, for you to call him a dog, honey. I mean, he was with us protesting against Southern Rail when, you know, all that Southern Rail meant was equals fail. Don't get me started on that line.
Nanny Prescott, I'm not talking about Mayor Lindstrom. We've had a Mayor Lindstrom for years. You're like a few mayors back.
Really? I forget, honey child, that it's the mayors that keep on going to Prime Minister's Day. You know, with our world, it's pretty much the other way around, with our Prime Ministers keep coming and going, but James Don doesn't stay in here as mayor. Well, who's the mayor now, then? It's so rubbish.
It's a dog.
Honey, I know it's bad, but who is this person?
No, I mean, it's literally a dog.
A dog? Who let the dog into political office? Woo, woo, woo.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, I want to do that woo bit.
Well, Greg, you missed the punchline. That's why you're not a comedian, honey, child. You need to be told to get in line. Not as opposed to comedians who have to possess like, BAM, they want in line right on west.
But yet we have a dog as a mayor.
Oh my, dad. I thought we were hitting lows when Tessa Crabb won the country. And then we have Candice Waller. Now, to be honest, Tessa was way worse. But point being is, you got a dog mayor. Like Scooby-Doo is running things.
We do.
What? Who was running against the dog? Was it a cow or something like that?
It's like the Americans were never there voting for presidents. Like, pitch which poison pill you want to take.
That ain't bad, yeah, that ain't bad. But I prefer cats to dogs, to be honest. Well, I did like Bert. Is Daisy still looking at the bird? Oh, I don't want to think about Bert, because then I have to think about Peter Wilbur. I ain't got time to think about Peter Wilbur. But why is there a dog running around being mayor?
Well, he was elected. Your traitors wasn't enough to show that democracy might not be the greatest idea. That certainly is.
Honey, I'm all for democracy, honey. Yeah, we just need to worry about the people who use it.
Well, speaking of democracy...
Honey, if you're going to talk about chocolate, you know, or Whitney Houston CD, I'm all out.
What's that supposed
to be? I just know people who make connections out of nothing, honey, Chad. From a bag on it. What were you saying?
Well, speaking of democracy...
There's been a link.
Well, the person we think's pretty much behind all this is, well... someone who's very much not a fan of democracy.
Well, who's that?
The dictator of Doncaster.
How many D's are there in this? We got the dog mayor, democracy, and the dictator of Doncaster. Talk about a tongue twister. Or more like a dong twister? No, I don't want to say that. Sounds too much like dong.
Well, we know her reputation, the way she ruled Doncaster for many years, like our own fiefdom. I mean, it was ridiculous, all the stuff that she was doing.
And what she's now down here?
Conveniently so, someone needs to look after the dog's interest, and she's just decided it would be her. Her other achievements have included the fact that she was going to get an enormous salary from being a mayor of Doncaster, but if anyone else challenged her or ended up taking the mayor's seat, Well, that price would be slashed to, in fact, they would get £0 since he managed to pass that through. So you also set up some funds to make sure that the public and, well, the taxes that were being used were all to be paid for her lifestyle. Her very lavish lifestyle, which involves 10 jacuzzis all around the country that she has to go to whenever she feels like it, as well as 9 hotels, 8 discotheques, 7 ice rinks, 6 private hospitals just for her, 5 golden wings, close, golden statues of herself, 4 police patrol at all times, 3 freedom passes, 2 R2-D2s, and a lifetime subscription of Disney Plus.
Well, honey, the way Disney's going, honey, I don't think that's a great deal. You know, paging the Marvels.
Although Nanny Prescott, you should hear about Madam Web, that's even doing worse.
Well, honey, I would do, but there's that dude who I sometimes watch on YouTube, honey, does reviews, but he said he ain't gonna do a review on it, even though he had a whole thumbnail, he's gonna do a review on it, honey, Jack, and he said, we need to talk about this review, and then he ain't talking about that review, honey, so I have no idea what's going on at Madam Web.
So why did you call Nanny Prescott? Well, if anyone was gonna stop this dog and this dick-tailed Doncaster, it would be Nanny Prescott.
Honey, I'm not the answer to the world's problems, that's the Lord, honey, child. But since I'm here, we might as well find out what's going on with this foolishness anyway. Well, this... I don't remember the town hall looking like this. It now looks like Fort Knox, honey, child. What's going on?
Well, clearly the dog's not responsible for all this. It's that dictator of Doncaster.
Is he still ruling that...
Well, see, he is doing so, ruling this and basically Elysian Fields.
But, honey, they're like... two of the pull-ups of the country!
Well, it doesn't stop her.
Well, honey, someone better stop her. Like, I wish someone would stop Madam Sauce.
That's why you're here.
Honey, I can't cause political regimes to fall down.
Well, come on, Nanny Prescott, can you see what's going on?
How can I? This thing is locked up like Kanye West love, honey. Which, who would want that anyway?
Well, how about have a look and see what's going
on? I got a kid jumping up and down, like I'm doing kids' work at church, honey. Oh boy, this... Wow, I feel like a pogo stick, you know. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Well, what is it, Nanny Prescott?
Well, why? How about you have a jump up and down, too? Jump around.
Yeah, what am I...
I'm telling you, there's something going on. Let me just do another jump. Yeah, I got it.
What is it?
Well... You need to break this to the newspaper.
Break what?
Break this.
Nanny Prescott, honey child, what have you been up to?
Daisy, honey, it's good to see you, love. Sally Mill will give me the usual.
What is the usual?
Fried chicken, love. You should know better, child. Well, why are you on about it?
Well, you have been having President DiNarco very scared.
I'm having him scared. Why is that?
Because it seems like, honey, you are the key to bringing down regimes, honey. That little shindig down at Elysian Fields went down like nobody's business. What in the world was that all about?
Well, honey, I've still about grappled with it, honey, but I was brought in like a bad man, honey, to find out what's going on. And with the NPs, and when I came in there, what I found was a taxidermy dog running the show.
Honey, you mean the dog was D-O-A?
Honey, he was D-E-A-D-N-D-D.
Oh my days.
I know, honey, child. Before we continue, do you still have Buddy?
Well, honey, I can't pass him on to anyone else, so I'm still looking after him.
Well, honey, where is he now?
Oh, I gave him to Joe Loeb. He's doing, you know, walking around the dog these days, honey. And let me tell you, he's now dating that Flora Aubrey.
Oh, honey, he used to live in the town. I cannot stand that Flora, honey, child. People said she was used to be dating Cat's dad.
Well, honey, not anymore, honey. She's been dating Joe Loeb. In fact, the rumor has he was also used to date President DiNarco.
Oh, honey, she gets around like, was it Babo Ann or the Beast? But someone was getting around like her, honey, child. Run around, too.
But the dog was fake.
Honey, when I was jumping like I was Destiny's Child, I saw that dog plain as day. It was Faker than Kim Kardashian, honey chat. I saw the Gucci jewelry dripping on the dog, trying to make the dog look gangster, honey. And let me tell you, if that was a real dog, that jewelry would have brought that neck to the floor like it was J-Lo McIntyre or all those people that catch a line when the troop cats running around town and that stupid St. Bartholomew's church, honey chat. But nothing happened. And I was like, honey, that's a taxidermy. And it was. It was fake stuff. Stuffed to the nines, honey chat. And there was all put up at the Doncaster. Apparently, she didn't think Doncaster was enough to watch. She wanted to release in the field, honey chat. And so she literally got a dog elected, which was dead. And then she was wondering the person strings behind the dog. Well, I tell Brad and I, like, you gotta tell your paper, you know, spread the word. They spread the word, and soon it went around the world. And now the dictator of Doncaster is not dictator Lee's and Phil's, not even Doncaster, honey. They kicked her out of Northern Mall. But the same about the new incumbent on the mail. It's basically doing it for free because there's no price tag because of what the dictator of Doncaster did with that bowling down there.
Well, honey child, you are bit of a savvy superhero, honey child. And you definitely have President DeNarco quaking in his boots. Now, he might lose the election.
What if he loses Lexi's own fool? He isn't even in his own country. He's out here in exile.
Well, honey, we've got quite a few of those running around.
I know, we've got Queen Constance, all that jazz, honey. But seriously, he's running that's supposed to be the most powerful country in the world. And he should be hiding around his dad and his coattails down here. Goodness me, child. But all this political scenarios, I'm going back to bed.
Damn it.
Honey, I wanted to sleep through the whole entire 2024 these elections, honey. And this political talks make me tired, honey.
Well, honey, what about your fried chicken?
Oh, honey, you have that love. I better get going. I gotta sleep through 2024.
You've been listening to What's Gone in Glass. I'm the creator of Thomas Taylor. Thanks so much, everybody, for coming on and listening to the show. It's always great to have you. Do note there's books you can buy. See below at the description. And do tell others about the show. But until next time. Bye for now.